Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you feel like your beliefs are holding you back? Well, today we're going to go through the power of beliefs and what you can do to change them. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Here to coach you through self-doubt to self-confidence to go after what you want. So I was really talking about this. Well, a group of us were talking about this earlier in one of the communities I'm in. And we were just talking about how powerful beliefs are. And there were lots of people on the call, lots of different experiences, lots of different expertise and different levels of people being coaches or different professions. And there were lots of people really, really struggling to put themselves out there and just really, you know, get going. And we started looking at different people's beliefs, but it's really not just that call, but many, many times I've been experiencing in the last few weeks of people's limiting beliefs stopping them from going forward. And I know it's a very common thing that our beliefs actually hold us back from doing a lot of things. And the thing is, we can all expose limiting beliefs. Like even as I go through my life now, I'm always on the journey. We're all on the journey together. Like there are things, you know, I have bad habits like you, and the people you most admire in the world have bad habits or, you know, make mistakes, or they uncover perhaps a little bit of limiting beliefs or lack confidence in themselves at times. But the thing is, it's how much the limiting beliefs hold us back. And for me, what's made a massive difference is my approach to my beliefs. And that's really helped me with my confidence in going after things. And again, courage is not something when you have zero fear. It's the fact you do have fear, but you go through it anyway. There are no fearless people in this world. Nobody has zero fear. But there's just people who fear less because they make themselves go through fear. However, beliefs can really cause a lot of fear if we have certain beliefs around things. So if you believe, for example, the world's a really horrible place and all bad things happen, then that's the way you're going to act. You're going to act negatively. You're going to be a bit cynical. If you believe that's a belief about the world, if you believe about yourself, that you're not worthy to do something, then you're going to shy away from responsibility and moving forward in your life. So beliefs are in three categories. The beliefs you have about yourself, I probably should start with this, the beliefs you have on yourself, the belief you have about other people, and the belief you have about the world around you. And the more you do something, or when you take action, you can change your beliefs. But my approach, as with everything I talk about in confidence, is that you do two things in parallel. You work on yourself, talk in your psychology whilst you do the action. Because if we work on our psychology and our beliefs and what we believe about ourselves, other people in the world, but we don't take any action on progressing towards what we want or changing our ways, then those beliefs won't last. But if we keep trying to push through everything exhaustedly, just taking action, and it's great to take action, but our beliefs are really, really struggling, then there's going to be a certain point when your beliefs are just going to pull you back. So that's why I always emphasize working on your confidence by taking action or activity habits over and over again and working on that psychology. So we're just going to look at how you can change your beliefs, because as human beings, we have a need to be consistent with who we believe we are. So if we're defining ourselves as useless or pathetic or not worthy, even if it's on a subconscious level, it's usually quite conscious. You usually know how you feel about yourself. Then we're going to behave in that way. And that's not going to give you a good quality of life. You can push through things, but you're always going to pull yourself back if you don't sort out those beliefs. So for me, I've had lots of limiting beliefs in my life. So for example, when I started my coaching business, I believe, you know, lots of people aren't going to buy from me or opt into my services, or who was I to go out and coach? And therefore that held me back from taking action and impacting people's lives. And when I started doing the psychology on it and started taking little bits of action, helping people and guiding people and being a coach, then things started to shift for me. And it's the same with any profession. If you believe you're not worthy, you're not really going to maximize it or go far. If you see people absolutely crushing it at the top of their field, whatever field they're in, it doesn't have to be the coaching industry or being a podcaster or an author, could be anything, but those things would be included in this. If you see people at the top of their game, they have a belief that they're incredible at what they do because they've learned that. And just doing it over and over again, they have a belief that they can do it. But you need to create that. You need to train your belief. And that's what I want to really go on about. You need to train your beliefs every single day. At least twice a day, I'm shouting all the things at myself that I want to believe. I want to shout, I'm energetic, I'm magnetic, I'm wonderful. And I'm not doing this to kind of be like, brag, wow, Johnny, you're so great. I'm using this as an example so you can do it too. So you can really say the things you believe about yourself and get that into your system. Yes, I have flaws and I can make errors. Listen to some of my podcast episodes. I mess up my words sometimes. But I believe I'm authentic. I've got messages to tell you. I believe that confidence is such an impact. I believe I can help people. And I keep shouting that out to myself every single day. And it's part of my beliefs. And therefore, I start taking actions consistent with what I believe about myself. So we're going to go through a few tips. And as a coach, I'm always looking at people's beliefs and how they can get the right beliefs into their system so they can start living a better quality life. Okay, so let's go into these. So the first one is the first point in terms of how you can change your beliefs is identify the limiting beliefs. Be honest with yourself. Sit down with a pen and paper, with an old-fashioned journal or a bit of paper if you don't have a journal or a notebook or whatever, and write down to yourself, but ideally something you can keep and store away and refer to in the future. But so ask yourself, what are the beliefs about myself and why are they false? Okay, ask yourself, why are they false? Your brain will look for the question you ask it. So don't ask yourself, why are limiting beliefs true? Unconsciously, that's what we do most of the time. We start creating more and more negativity. But consciously, you're going to start asking yourself, why are these limiting beliefs true? Like, I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. It's not true because you got that. You got all those qualifications in school. It's not true because lots of people like you. It's not true, or a few people like you. It's not true because you get up and you work hard every day. It's not true because you are still standing, or if you're not standing, or if you're still in this life and you're existing, you're enough. You're enough. So ask yourself why that limiting belief is a false one. And there's some inspirational examples you can look up on the internet when people have had like traumatic injuries or life-changing things that you would think they must be so, you know, it must have been such a tragedy, but they're loving life and they have these beliefs. You know, they probably had these limiting beliefs at first, but they've created these beliefs within themselves that life can be a gift. They're grateful for what they do have, but we're not comparing. But these are just examples to get you thinking. Think about what your limiting beliefs are and how they're false. And then I want you to think, what's the opposite? This is still point one, by the way. What's the opposite of that belief? What would you like to believe? And just note that. The second one is role model someone. So role model someone who is where you want to be. So if you want to be a millionaire, for example, what would a millionaire believe about themselves or believe about the world in order to make money? And then start writing those down. So the first two steps are just getting some powerful beliefs down. And then the third step is what I talk about quite frequently. It's incantations, not affirmations, incantations. An affirmation is a phrase you say over and over again, which can be good. Repetition's good, but if you want faster impact and getting something into your system, you need to set of emotional intensity. For example, I am confident. Notice the difference. Now, which one is more likely to get in your system if you do it of repetition? The second one, of course. So start saying things with emotional intensity and movement. I'm constantly doing this at least twice a day. Minimum twice a day, sometimes three times a day. to just get things into my system. And then what happens is when I'm in a perhaps challenging situation or uncomfortable situation, which is always going to happen, then my brain starts looking for references in my head. And instead of the old beliefs I would have had, like, I'm not good enough, what if this goes wrong? My brain starts going, you're awesome, you're incredible, because I'm shouting these beliefs to myself every single day. Now, if you don't have 2 lots of 5 minutes a day to change your beliefs by just doing this step, then you really need to assess your life, just being totally honest. I'm your coach and your guide here, but do you really not have time to start retraining your beliefs that could impact on the quality of your life? Now, the problem is most of us have instant gratification. We want like something to change overnight. Now, bear with this. Keep saying these things over and over again. All you got to do is do 2 lots of 5 minutes each day, just shouting powerful things yourself. And then you'll start getting to points in your life. You're like, wow, I do feel the confidence. But sadly, a lot of people just give up. You don't see the instant gratification. Then they're like, oh, okay, I said I am amazing today. I shouted it. And I got scared by something and I don't really believe it anymore. Like the next day. No, that's not how it works. You've got to stick with the exercise. Okay. The fourth point is actually taking action. Like what I say is change your psychology whilst you take action. So if you're getting these beliefs in your system, but you're not taking action. So say you're saying, I'm confident. And then suddenly you turn up to a social situation. You're like, even though you're a little bit, you've got a little bit of nerves because you don't know anyone, or you know, like one or two people and you need to interact. And then you go, actually, no, I'm not going to do it. Then your brain will start going, yeah, maybe you're not that confident. If you take the action, though, it shows your brain that you are actually worthy of being confident and you're taking action on yourself. And another point to that, I suppose this is step four, maybe step five. It's step four. It's part of step four. It's to keep evidencing reasons for your beliefs. So write down all the empowering beliefs and actually the evidence that they're true. Okay, so those are the steps I've got for changing your belief. Now, obviously, I do a lot of deeper work in neuro encoding and confidence coaching and things like that. But I just wanted to share that with you because changing your belief is so key. Our beliefs drive so much of our behavior. And sometimes we're not even consciously paying attention to what our beliefs are. Sometimes they're deep-rooted beliefs. Now, they can come from all sorts of sources. We've all got limiting beliefs and negative things come into our life at some point. And actually to kind of go through like your trauma from the past and everything like that, that's not my field. That's more of a therapist. But what I do is about where you are and actually how you start changing your beliefs, start changing your behavior to get to where you want to go. But obviously we look a little bit at your beliefs. So that's what I've got for you today. I just wanted to share those steps. I've struggled with it, like I said, but I want to help you with my learning, help you work on your beliefs a little bit more. So what are you going to do? Which one, you know, what are you going to start committing to doing tomorrow? How are you going to start changing your beliefs? When are you going to schedule some time in to start working on your beliefs? Use the steps I've said today and start really, really putting some action into those beliefs. So that's what I've got for you today. But if you want to find out more about me or follow some more of my work, then I'm on YouTube. I've got plenty of videos on there. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. You find me on LinkedIn. And also I have a freebie or well, free. I'm struggling to say that. Free freebies on my website. So I've got some materials on how to increase your self-confidence, what you can do for dealing with overthinking, and confident habits of confident people. So I'll leave that in the description as usual. Thank you so much for listening today. And I hope you enjoy those resources and connecting with me on social media as well. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please share this with friends and family as much as possible. Thank you if you've done so already. I've been seeing some shares quite a lot on social media. So I really, really appreciate it so much, just so we can reach more people and help people really change their self-confidence. There are a lot of people who need it out there. So make sure you're getting the message out there. And if you really have valued this episode, please give it a rating on Apple Podcasts. That'd be really, really appreciated as well. I really value you for being here. And remember, work on that self-confidence every single day.